If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Let me add you to the real close friends. Tune in, we dishing hot topics, got trends. Mean game, strong, funny like sitcom blends. Female power, let the vibes transcend.
Me and a grandmother was sitting in Houston's, and this woman who was a stranger stopped by my booth where I was sitting, and she laid her hand on my shoulder and she said, "Stop stressing over that salon."
Ooh. No way.
And that's when
she
just
said, she said, I said, so I'm thinking she's like a client of one of my stylists or something. And she might have heard me and they're going off.
Right.
And I said, "Are you a client of mine?" She said, "No."
No.
She said, "God just told me to tell you to let it go."
And sometimes he will send people to you.
She said, "God just told me."
I believe in that.
She said, "God just told me to tell you to let it go."
Wow.
It was just like that. I got in my car and I played Donnie McClurkin and Dorinda Clark Cole, there's a song they have called "Let It Go."
Let It Go.
And I boo-hooed all the way home. Yeah. The next day, I boo-hooed. Then the third day, I said, "Let me write this letter." So I wrote a letter to my clients, and then I wrote a letter to my team, who had been with me since day one of me opening my salon.
Wow.
And that was the hardest thing I ever had to do. Because in that moment, I'm like, I'm about to let go of the thing that saved me from having to become an escort, from having to become, you know, a person of the streets, you know, scam artist, drug dealer, whatever case it be.
Yeah.
Because remember, back then, the world wasn't as accepting.
Of course.
You could easily and blatantly discriminate and not hire someone like me to make means, you know, to put bread on your table. And so the beauty industry saved me.
It saved you.
Wow.
And it gave me the life that I never thought I would be able to have. I didn't know at 24, I didn't think at 24 I could buy a condominium in Buckhead.
Yeah.
You know what
if
I'm saying?
Did.
I didn't,
and
but
hire
because,
Michelle Boyd.
You know, And hire one of,
one
of the top interior designers to design my condominium.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was an option. And so I got to this crossroad where I'm like, I'm about to let this thing go that got me here.
And he did all this before.
But I had to be obedient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yeah.
So I had to be obedient. And I let it go, and he didn't fail me. I became again a fan favorite on Star.
Yeah.
I was making coins, more money than I've ever made in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh wow, you know, I got introduced to people, got put in circles that you know you would just dream. Most people would just dream about.
Of, yeah.
And so far, you know, so far so good.
Mm-hmm.
And so. That led to, so from Star to, you know, when Star ended up getting canceled for whatever reason, and then I'm like, uh-oh, you know.
That's
I didn't panic too bad, but then right after that, Lee put me in his movie, The United States versus Billie Holiday, and by this time, the pandemic had happened.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we shot right before the pandemic happened, and the pandemic happened, we got through that. I then get a phone call to audition for a role in the movie Bros.
Mm-hmm.
I got cast.
Was that Lee Daniels too?
No, that was Nicholas Stoller and Billy Eichner with Universal Pictures.
Oh,
and that was quite an experience.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Nice.
It was amazing. I did that, and then I got cast, and Lee called me to do another film, which was The Deliverance.
Yeah.
So I did The Deliverance.
That's what you just did recently.
Yeah, and I just did that. That's the latest project that I did. That's with Glenn Close, Monique, Andra Day again,
yes.
Omar Epps is in it.
Yes.
So good. So yeah, that's been the journey. Now, what I've had to learn over the last year is that as an actor and solely an actor, mm-hmm. you have to prepare for the droughts.
Yeah,
for rainy days.
I was not prepared.
Yeah,
right.
And you're not used to that because the salon, as a hairstylist, is so consistent.
It's money
right,
all the time.
It's money every day.
Right, and so I came from the salon, making coins on coins, to straight into top-tier projects, making super coins.
Right.
I never had a drought. And so the pandemic hit, no work. Mm-hmm. Then right after that, here's a strike.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So I'm like, watching my little savings, like,
all right, are we going to get over this strike? Can we just sit out?
You know, and as uncomfortable as it has been in the drought with, you know, with no work coming in on that side, it has forced me to look at other things that I later put it together that is spiritually a part of me, which is real estate. So my father, who I lost in 2023, he was always involved in real estate some type of way. He had rental properties, So I gathered and I put it together that he is a part of me because I have had to get involved in real estate. You know, because I had to continue on what he left and blase, blase, blase. And so for that, that is what is now sustaining me until it's time for a new project.
Another work, yeah.
You
know? I feel like one of the things that you said that really resonates with me, and I think a lot of people who are watching may, you know, be going through the situation too, is because like you, right, I competed for 30 years. Like my whole, like from 7 till I was 30, that's the only thing I did. I think a lot of people, when you're doing something like that, you get scared of that transition.
Because that's all you know.
Because all you know. But I feel like one of the things we have to realize in life is that every blessing is not meant to last a lifetime.
Mm.
Right? Some things are for a season. And so to be able to step out of that and understand like that was important because it was the foundation. It was is going to be your springboard, but the next thing God has for you is even bigger.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people are afraid to let go of that thing because it's like, but I, you know, you saw it. Like you let go of the, but it was a huge part of you. It still is, but it also helped to establish who you are now.
Yeah, and through this part of self-discovery, because I'm back in self-discovery, I'm like, you know what? I don't have to let the beauty side go.
Yeah, you can do it all.
Right.
So and just in different ways now.
Just in different ways. So yeah. I'm currently working on
You can just say, I just want to do Marlo.
Well,
so it's like, okay.
So I'm currently working on developing like, you know, some products, a tool line, all of that kind of stuff. But again, had it not been for the droughts and all that kind of stuff, I wouldn't have got to this point where I'm like, oh, wait, let me think. Let me get creative. Let me figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And then I had a lot of people to watch. I remember when Marlo had her clothing boutique, Red Carpet.
Perimeter Mall.
And I remember it took a lot for you to close it.
It did.
Mm-hmm. You know.
I didn't want to close it. And then I was like, you know what? I'm out. Because getting good help, I was getting so much money then, and I just...
But you closed it, and you didn't
and
miss a beat.
And I should not have closed it. You told me not to close it.
I told you not to,
But we'll talk about that, too. But anyway, so as we're talking about that, because you did tell me not to close my boutique, a lot of people don't know you had a lot to do with me coming on to Real Housewives of Atlanta. They really don't know that, because it comes off that Phaedra recommended me, and I came on the show.
So I'm going to tell y'all, the producers told him to say Phaedra brought her onto the show and all of that. But I remember distinctly, well, and Marlo knows, I remember distinctly I referred her because she was the beatest thing ever in Atlanta. I was like, baby, she had Carrie Hunter. She had met her boyfriend at the time who was
at the
extremely wealthy.
Yeah.
I would never, because you met him at Red
the boutique,
Carpet.
Where you told me not to ever close.
Yeah. Met him there.
Right outside the
And I don't, the man is, was just a very generous, nice.
Very generous.
No, seriously, you.
Yeah, she honestly, told me the stories. I said, I wish I knew you back then.
But let me tell you something.
I wish I knew you back then, girl.
But here's the piece. I can understand somebody not, because it sounds like a fairy tale. Like a
and you remember people would call you and then believe, you're like, no.
No, they, this is
true.
Would call me. They would say, do you know this? You know Marlo? They say you do her hair. Yeah, they said, what'd she do? I said, I don't know. I don't know. I said, she has a rich boyfriend. I don't know. You know, and it's the truth.
Yeah.
I remember the man bought her a red, no, the
Mercedes
first car you got. The first car you got was a red Mercedes.
Convertible. Yeah.
The second car was a Porsche 911.
Yes, convertible.
Convertible.
I had a good
I remember. Then she threw this big fabulous birthday party. Everybody got Chanel as gifts.
All things Marlo's favorites. Michelle went through it.
Yeah, like everybody got Chanel everything. Like, your gift bag was something from Chanel. It was everything. And he gifted her with the Aston Martin. That was your birthday gift.
It was.
Then I remember he bought her home. Then he bought her mom's home.
God, like, Lawrence is one of my friends. But that's good. At least
it's true.
He was one of my friends then.
Thing. So Lawrence, this is the thing I love when I watch the
not putting your... See,
no,
I,
it's no, good. No, it's
they
fine.
Need to know.
It's the truth. But the thing is that what I loved was when I watched the interview with you and Carlos King, I felt like, because my friend, I feel like sometimes, of course, and I met Marlo much later, right? I'm not a part of that first 13-year history of the Housewives. But I feel like she always felt like, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but like she wasn't like worthy of the peach. And when I heard you talking about her from the very beginning, I literally like cried because I was like, this is who she's always been. She's always been more than worthy to have the peach. And she actually, you got offered the peach and turned it down just like you.
And that's another thing.
You know what I mean? But I'm just saying, I really appreciated you saying that because when you talk about what a Real Housewife at that time looked like, it was Marlo Hampton.
Yeah.
And I feel like people got so far away from that because the narrative is always being, you know, changed and all this kind of stuff. But
I'm going to tell you what happens a lot of times.
Let me tell you one thing, too, though, Lawrence. Let me just, since you said that, the narrative. When they came and asked me to be a housewife, so when I come on board with these girls, I'm like, oh, we're going to have fun. And I'm going to be a star for the people back in Tampa and St. Pete. And, you know, I'm just living my best life on TV, not knowing you over there catching the beat. And I'm just up here working and talking, and you're running with
this
narrative.
When you say catching a beat, you got to explain that, because some people don't know.
A beat is like when you're working in reality TV, it's like, hey, this is the beat. This is like the subject we tell you to talk about. It's reality, but we do give you a little subject.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing. So they went with that, the old white man, a trick, or she's an escort. No, it's a guy I dated who my friends knew, who all my salespeople to this day knew, had his credit cards, everything. But it... And people knew that. I mean, Candy knew that. Phaedra knew that. They knew. But guess what? It was a great storyline.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
so
the storyline is
friend
this.
Of the show, you don't get to show your
full... You don't get to show that.
They get to
you know what I wish would have happened?
You don't get to show your full story.
I wish... One thing I wish would have happened is even in the midst of them trying to, you know, paint their own narrative around, you know, who Marlo was, I wish you had been more forceful in sharing your real story.
I should have.
And it's okay because, you know, it's not your fault because the perception that a lot of people get when they go on to, you know, go into various reality shows is that they, and it's not even perception, it's a reality, that they only want the drama.
They do.
They only want drama. But they can only shoot what you give them.
Okay.
Yeah.
But another thing, they can only shoot what you give them. But when I went on, I was a little green.
No,
I was green
as
in, you're my producer. You're like, girl, okay, and do this and this. I'm thinking, oh, look, I come on back then with the rainbow color of Birkins. I carry Birkins. The girls are going crazy about Birkins. I'm like, oh, my God, I did that. Now just give me a trash bag. You know, whatever. So I'm going thinking you're my friend. Producers are not your friends.
Yeah.
Carlos King, okay, you loved us all. You are friends to all of us. But he's here to produce.
Yeah.
So Carlos will come over and tell me this and go tell Lawrence this. And Carlos is like, bitch, I'm going to make y'all a star. I'm going to make an amazing show. So if I just, you have to just know who you are, live in your truth. I lived in my truth, but I didn't know about a beat. Not to say too much of this or just say, okay, say that, but I'm going out here and I'm telling my real story. I'm from St. Pete. Yes, I went to jail 7 times, but it was for 2 charges. Yes, I'm from Southside, St. Petersburg, Florida. Like, I should have been telling that from day one, but it came
on. Isn't it crazy how life works? Because they... A lot of people tried to vilify Marlo at that time for, you know, being a 7-time person, you know, arrest or whatever. And now we got a whole president.
A whole president.
That is a convicted felon.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is that now? Now, you just set a mouthful, though.
Yes, you did.
Golly, you just set a mouthful.
But in their defense, too, because I'm not beating up on them, but in their defense, that's what they wanted. And that's what everybody thought you just had to do.
I think also, too, Lawrence, when you say that you wish that she would have been able to tell her story more, I think the part that we can't forget is as a friend of the show, you don't get that opportunity as much as a peach holder. So the peach holder, they follow us, right? Like, you see your husband, you see the families. But when you're a friend of the show, you don't get that.
Yeah.
And so it's like, obviously, with Marlo being green and starting the season off. And I think, like you said, everybody was kind of green because it was new.
Yeah.
And they're trying to figure out what works. And, oh, shoot, that works. Lean into it. Do more of it. I don't think she really had a chance.
Watching the season when you came in, you did that though.
She came on.
You made it. You kept it about your career family as an athlete. Mm-hmm. You kept it about
family.
Your family. You did what you could to have a little drama here and there.
But now, she was green too.
She was. And now, as a person that's just watching the show, and in my mind, I think I can produce any and everybody. I think I am the master when it comes to coaching. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's a little forced.
Me?
Yeah.
You felt okay. So?
Not your storyline, yeah. When your the drama pieces.
Oh,
I like a little forced. No, not your storyline. Your storyline was honest.
Authentic, yes.
That was honest.
Yes.
I'm talking about like the storylines. I mean, the drama
conflict.
Pieces. The conflict.
Yeah, because you really couldn't care about
that. I think, I could tell they told her to do this.
I'll say this. This is what I'll say about the show, because I think that's why me and Marlo have connected so much since the show. I went in with this perception that it was like there would be real friendships.
Yeah.
Right? And so it was my hope and goal to like, and I think what was unique for me was that I came on as a peach. Mm-hmm. Although they brought me on as Drew's friend, which I think was the kiss of death, because I didn't know Drew.
That's what they do. They tried to say that with Vader friend.
Yeah, I know. They brought me on, just to cut you off, I'm sorry, to cause trouble with NeNe. Because you remember they said she was dating Charles Grant.
Oh, yeah.
And they said NeNe walked off set in Miami when they knew I was coming on.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's all go back with you.
Yeah, so they brought me on as Drew's friend, which I had never met Drew a day before I actually was being casted for the show. And so we didn't have any camaraderie. And so for me, it was a very unique situation, because I'm coming onto the show thinking, okay, I'm a peach, which means I'm kind of everybody's friend. And as I was getting to know Drew, I realized, well, she seemed like she's telling all these stories. Like, she didn't feel authentic. And so in trying to distance myself a little bit from her to keep, so that people could get to know who I was, it very quickly, like Marlo learned, like what I learned about Drew was she was really quickly able to spin that as if, oh, I'm a flip-flopper. Mm-hmm, and she put this narrative out that I was like, and I'm like, girl, we would never, I can't flip-flop. I wasn't flipping with you in the beginning.
And I was never flipping with you.
And I think that, like Marlo, I think that, like for Drew, it was work, right?
All of y'all were fighting for the same thing. Everybody's fighting to make sure that they hit their mark in terms of
who
creating,
they are and how they want to be perceived.
Yeah, exactly.
But because we all want different things, it comes out, it's very chaotic.
Yeah.
You know? And they have to take the best, messiest pieces.
Right.
You got an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
You give them 20 hours. And baby, they only going to get 1 hour, so you better give your best or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
No, but I think what I do have to say I appreciate was I do think that Bravo brought me on for the right reason. Yeah. They brought me, because of course, looking at all my stuff, you know, I'm not coming on there to bring no drama. I think they wanted to show Black love and family and all that kind of stuff. But I think it's a very hard role to be in, especially because I come from a background as an athlete. Mm-hmm. Where I'm used to there being a strategy for success.
Yeah.
And I got thrown into this world where, I mean, Marlo gave me one little tip. She ain't know me either. Mm-hmm. But it's like you're just thrown into this wildfire.
You're trying to figure
it out, you know? And so I learned a lot from it, and I really appreciate the experience. And I grew so much from it. But I hate that for me, I feel like people didn't really get to see me authentically, especially as a friend. I think they saw me as a wife, they saw me as a mother, which I love, and a businesswoman. They saw the whole, but they never saw who I really am as a friend. And I think that was the part that I leave like feeling like a little bit sour about.
Yeah.
But you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
How was your family and your husband with you coming on? Like, were they in agreement with it? How was Ross with it?
It's a great question. So I don't even know if I told you this full story.
No real close friend, you haven't.
I don't think I ever told you. So Ross didn't want me to join the show.
Most husbands don't.
Ross didn't want to join, yes. So when they first came to cast me for Real Housewives, I actually wasn't living in Atlanta yet. I was doing a show with Will Packer. I was hosting a show. Julissa and I were hosting Central Ave, which was the first ever entertainment news magazine show hosted by two women of color. And it was amazing. Like, that's my dream job. Like, I wish.
Wow.
But we started right before COVID. Mm-hmm. And so we started, and then, of course, everything shut down. And then when we came back up after COVID, they tried to make it a weekend show, but the show was so expensive to make, it couldn't sustain like that because it was going to be a daily show.
Mm-hmm.
So long story short, we didn't do it. So when they called me at that time, I was still back and forth Austin, Atlanta. So I was like, I don't have a home here. I can't do the show.
Okay.
So then the next year, they came back. And
Housewives.
Yes.
Okay.
And so by that time now, we're living here, right? I still have my home in Austin, but we had a town home here. And so when they came back, and I tell like, to be very honest, I wasn't sure if it was the right fit for me, but I was still very much in that mind frame as I was as an athlete, which was like, I got to chase that next big thing. Like, this is a great opportunity. You know, I'm gonna go for it. But my husband was like, I don't think this is good for us. Like, I don't feel like it's the right fit, you know? So The first time they come to film with us after I'm like all the way through thinking I'm about to like, you know, get cast for the show.
You're excited too, because I know
she's excited.
She's
you know
so
me.
Competitive in anything she
I'm
does.
I'm so excited.
No, athlete. Athlete.
Yes. They come and Ross decides he's not filming.
Ooh, I know you might gagged.
And my husband, my husband and I are best friends. This is my college sweetheart. He's never done anything like that. We weren't in the best place in our marriage at the time. I didn't realize how bad it was until looking back now. We were just, a lot of things were just not right for us at the time. And he just felt like we shouldn't exacerbate that by being on television. So he didn't, he left. And so they told me, well, if y'all can't film one that's ugly, we don't want to work with y'all. And I thought I was going to lose the opportunity.
So I know you over there.
And so I was so sad. And then about a month later, one of the producers, Joy, who I became very friendly with, hit me back up and she was like, hey, we still haven't found somebody. You think you can get Ross to come around? I said, give me a couple nights, honey.
And go work some at.
And, you know, put my little magic on him. And what he did was he talked to the producers himself.
Okay.
So he said, if I can get on the phone with the producers and talk to them, then and I can feel comfortable about it, then we can go for it.
I remember that because when we were in Jamaica, when he at that instant, he said, "Hey, I told y'all already. I told y'all I'm not here for the cameras.
Right.
We're not going to disrespect." Oh, baby, he told them producers off on a level 5, but he was a powerful 10. Yes. And we all were sitting there, oh, we wish we had a man to tell us.
You remember that scene when he said, "Don't fuck with my wife"?
I remember.
So a lot of course, you know, they try to play like he was talking to the ladies. He was talking to the producers, and what happened was they were trying to like force this conflict on me that wasn't organic.
He stood up
and he said, y'all late. And I'm like,
yeah, it was crazy. He said, look, I'm talking to the cameras.
Yeah, I'm talking to the
We're not going to do this. You can get us on the plane back out of here.
Yeah, he was.
I said, that's okay.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, but it's good to have someone in your corner like that, right?
I think that's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
But let me tell you, your work ethic is so. You had a man that stood up there and protected you. And I remember still you wanted him to like pipe down a little bit. Don't leave. Mm-hmm. Because we're so focused on, we think this is it. This is how we get them. And I remember sitting there and I'm like, he's like, okay, let's go. But I know you were looking like, damn, just don't be so mean.
Don't mess the whole thing up for us. Yeah.
But that's all about trusting the process.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we have to trust it.
Yeah.
Like with Bravo, with me coming back last season, well, this season, it did hurt. I've been a part of this platform for 10 years.
Yeah.
I've been a part of it. People asking, why are you not a peach holder? People not acknowledging. Yeah. No matter how many times I stated, I was offered a peach, I turned it down. No one ever talks about it. Yeah. They won't even go in and defend me and say, this girl was offered that and did not. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you just have to really trust the process.
Yeah.
No matter how much it hurts, just let God have his way, like you said. Mm-hmm. And you just have to sit back and say, hey. Because sometimes... Okay, I'm all over the place, y'all know I'm ADHD. When I opened the boutique, do you remember I wanted to open it at Lenox Mall?
Yep, I remember.
I couldn't get in Lenox Mall for nothing. At the time, Lenox Mall was the mall to be at. Now I don't even want to go near Lenox Mall. But baby, me and Heather, my business partner at the time, two black girls trying to open the store at Lenox Mall, it just wasn't happening. They was not letting us in there. So we went over to Perimeter, and they let us in. I'm like, oh, my God, Perimeter is so boring over here. I don't want to be over here. I didn't call everybody. I didn't try to get people to write letters. I'm trying to get in Lenox.
God a block of the blessing.
Yeah.
And look, if I
had Red Carpet Boutique been in Lenox.
That man had never been to Lenox in his life.
See, you would have never met your boyfriend.
My guy had never been to Lenox in his life.
Yeah.
He used to come over to Perimeter to go right there to Nordstrom's Cafe, and that's how he saw me.
He'd have never met Ted Turner.
But that's another thing. I'm so glad you said that, though. I'm so glad you said that. Season 4.
Yeah.
I came on at one of my girlfriend's house. A party like no other, Lawrence. Did I not? It was a Beverly Hills party.
Mm-hmm.
One of my girlfriends and her guest was Ted Turner's daughter. I mean, the who's who of Atlanta that you probably don't even know.
Yeah.
They ran with it being Ted Turner because his daughter was there. I've never dated that man a day in my life. Never. I used to be close friends with one of his girlfriends, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Never dated that man, so let's end that now. But all these years, I just let them run with it.
Yeah.
Because it was an affluent party. I mean, an amazing party. I mean, she was a jeweler. You remember she had that huge safe in her house? It was like, why Real Housewives of Atlanta wanted me to come on? Why Lawrence recommended me to be on here? What we needed. And I invited NeNe to that party that day.
Yep.
But no, I've never...
Have y'all checked out the trailer for
Season 15? Oh yeah, we saw the trailer. Yes.
Did you see the trailer?
I did.
Not that exciting to me.
I did.
Really?
It was a couple funny parts. Now listen, I'm not gonna be the girl. Oh, I'm not gonna watch it. I'm gonna be tuned in.
Yeah.
I'm watching it. I can't wait to see what y'all bring. I'm excited for y'all, but I just wanted, Simon's tweet was more exciting than the trailer. Simon posted his papers about his Rolls Royce and this and that.
I think I'm easily impressed because I was impressed.
You were?
My sister always says this. She says, I felt like, because from my own experiences, I felt like everybody had a voice. It felt like
it was edited. You couldn't catch the edit. See, you don't know. Like, I caught pieces. So that's why I don't know what's really going on.
No, I feel like it's going to be an exciting season, and I'm excited to see. I think what I'm looking forward to for them that I didn't have is that there's so many new girls.
I do love that.
When you come on as the one new girl, boy, it is hard.
And then when you get a
don't want to like you, and then you don't know what's going on, and then they very quickly, you know, set a narrative for you. But I feel like with these girls, with Shamia coming on for the first time and the other ladies.
Now, I'm excited for Shamia.
I'm super excited
for Shamia. Because Shamia just reminds me of me being the underdog. She should have been had a peach. I'm so excited about Shamia. I can't wait to see her story. I'm excited to see the fashion.
Yeah.
Cynthia said it'd be Britt and Kelly.
Yeah.
She was like, they ran around like Lil Marlowe's. Did you hear her say that?
Really?
She said, baby, they was like Lil Marlowe's running around with the fashion. They dressed up when they didn't have to dress up. But Paris Shea style, both of them.
Oh, okay. Well, then there you go.
Yeah. What did you think of the trailer? Because, I mean, you've seen it all from top to bottom. What did you think?
I'm going to be honest. I looked at the trailer to see what all they were going to, they might keep in there from when Kenya had started. Yes. Because Kenya had asked me to come and judge. She did like a hair competition for the opening of her salon.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I knew that was going to be a part of it, so I was like, let me see if they put that in there, because I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched it for that. So, I mean, I guess I'll be eager to see how it turns out, because there are so many new faces.
Yeah.
I've had the pleasure of meeting Kelly.
She's a sweetheart. She is a sweetheart.
I don't think I met, and if I did, I don't remember meeting the young lady Brittany.
Yeah. I met her at I met her twice.
But you know, Cynthia, I love her. You know, I love Shamia.
So you said that, were you at the event when the whole thing happened with Kenny, the big blow up?
I didn't see any of that. I was
there. But you were there before?
I was there prior to any of that happening.
Oh, and then you left.
Yeah, I literally came in to do the hair competition part, which was so much fun.
Oh, so that was first.
And you know, it's so unfortunate because it's such a beautiful salon.
Yeah.
And Kenya has an amazing product.
Yeah.
And so I was actually a part of the development of it, you know, testing and stuff. And I hate that overshadows it.
Yeah,
I do. And you know what's crazy too, Lauren?
But it was a crazy place for her to do that.
But you know what? This is it. Like, and you know, Kenya and I are not the closest. I know you love her, so I'm going to respect you on that. It's so crazy because when I did my wig lunch, mm-hmm. she came in with a band and overshadowed it.
Yeah.
Overshadowed my wig lunch. And it's so crazy. She did the same for her.
Yeah.
At her salon.
So can you be mad?
I cannot be mad. I mean, you're crazy. Yeah. I'm just like, she's crazy. So I'm like, this beautiful salon, mm-hmm. like, you sat right there and did the same damn thing you did to my opener, my wig, to yourself.
To yourself, yeah. I was shocked because obviously, you know,
I can see that
she's
so right
smart.
Now.
I was surprised that she would, you know, let something like that happen in her new workspace. I know she's put a lot of money into it and a lot of time. And obviously I don't know how it's doing now, but I was surprised that she let something like that happen in that space.
But guess what? It goes right back to what Lauren said. Is God. You got to sit and be still. He's the only one who can get our attention sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a part of her story. And I think Kenya's going to move on to do great things. And I don't even believe I'm saying this, because this girl don't know how many times I done cried. Low self-esteem from her damn Reese Lawrence that taught her.
Oh.
And so it's
to be fair, I taught her. I would teach Marlo stuff too, and she forget it. So that is not my damn fault.
Where were you when
that
I needed some
That is not
Reese.
My fault.
Oh, Lord, I would mess it up.
Listen.
Child, my Reese, I would mess it up.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you about that, right? When it comes to reading or being a person that knows how to read, first of all, I don't even do that no more. I ain't teaching nobody nothing. I ain't teaching no reading. I'm over that.
I was the worst one.
That was an old chapter. But everybody isn't meant to be
a reader.
One of those witty.
I agree.
It's not that.
It's not me.
But let me tell you something about saying you are an Olympic.
You shouldn't be trying to
medalist.
Read. Yes.
Gold, right?
Yes, Olympic gold. Four-time gold medalist. Mm-hmm.
You are in impeccable shape.
Thank you.
Yeah. You have a beautiful and loving family.
Oh.
That is a read by itself.
That part, when they don't even have a husband.
Sometimes you don't even have to open your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Let your walk, let your experience, let your journey do it for you.
Amen to that.
And I don't I tell you that all
the
time?
Amen to that,
Sometimes you ain't got to say nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
Like, but no, you see what it is, Google
I definitely agree with that. No, I definitely agree with that. I think, I literally, of course, like, I hated, like, I always said I was only going to do 2 to 3 years on Housewives because I didn't want that to be my legacy.
If I was somebody like Oksana who I would tell somebody in
like,
a heartbeat.
I'm not even going to argue with
Somebody try to argue. I would ask them in a heartbeat, what will your mark be?
Exactly. That part. Hello.
It's that simple. That
And on that positive note.
What will your mark be?
On that positive note, we just want to know what's up next for you.
Yeah. What's your
what's up next for Ms. Lauren?
Thank you. Listen. You know, if I decide to showcase it, I don't think I probably will, but I'm definitely doing, I'm working on three real estate projects right now actively. Again, look for something beauty related from me coming very, very soon. I'm excited about that. And I do have a project that has been greenlit by a network. I don't know when it's going to go into production.
Ooh,
thank you.
Good.
I don't know when it's going to go into production, so I'm still on standby for that. But I do know that it is an official thing that we are doing it.
So wait, you're producing it, or you're just
No. But I am the lead.
Oh,
so it'll be my first time as a, lead. Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Yeah,
so hopefully that happens this year. Hopefully we shoot this year. It probably won't come out till 2026, but hopefully we shoot this year. I'm excited. It's another Lee Daniels project. So I'm really, really excited about it. It'll be a show. It's a not a movie. It's a show.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that.
Well, we're definitely going to be supporting you. Y'all go out and support Miss Lawrence.
Yes.
And Lawrence, just thank you for taking the time out, coming here for us, especially me, because we have our bun. You've always supported me. You've always been a true friend.
Yeah.
You curse me out, get me together, smile with me, cry with me.
Oh, I'm going to do it.
No, but that's what you need.
That's
what you need.
That's a real
We have enough of kiss-ass friends around.
Yes.
I love you. I appreciate you sitting here telling the people the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And hopefully they run with the truth instead of the narrative.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure getting to know you more,
Sanya. Yes, you too. See you next time.
Love you guys.
We got the tea hot. We got the tea hot. We got the tea hot. Get ready for trends. We got the tea hot. We got the tea hot. We got the tea hot. Get ready for trends. Laugh so loud, our hearts will cleanse. In this inner circle, sisterhood extends.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.